We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-hakofes shel simchas toiro, shemakifim im ha-toiro, v'oim rimoz t'chinois u'bakoshois, ono Hashem hoishiono. Based on everything we've learned now, we can understand also why on Simchas Torah, after Sukkot, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, on Simchas Torah we go around with the Torah and we say special prayers. We begin with the words, Ono Hashem Hoishiono, Ono Hashem Atzlichono. Lohoirois, to teach us, Sheha Torah Adayin Bebechinas Makifin Etzleinu, that the Torah is still in the category of Makifin to us. Makifin means a level of knowledge that I haven't yet acquired. The term makif is like a halo around a person's head, like a circle that's outside the person's head that hasn't yet entered into the person's mind. That knowledge which a person has acquired already, it's in his brain, is called pnim. It's inside. Makif is that which encircles the head. It's like a halo surrounding the person's head, not yet inside. So in our going around in this circle, we're showing that we realize that we haven't yet acquired all the knowledge of Torah. There's still a lot we don't know. V'chol iskenu levakeish u'leschanen me'ashem isborach lahachnis hamakif lefnim. And our whole job is pleading with Hashem that Hashem should help us be able to bring the makif inside. Dahainu she'oisen me'hatoirois tfilois. That we should be zecher to make from Torah tfilo, shekiyum haTorah vaMitzvos shelo yizachinu adayin b'shleimus, so that the fulfillment of the Torah and mitzvahs, which we haven't yet been zecher to do completely, shehu bebchinas makif etzleinu, so and therefore it's still in the category of makif to us, nizkel azeh, we should be zecher to it, lekaimom hakoyel b'shleimus, to fulfill everything to completion. V'zeh kol bakoshasenu v'iskenu. And that's our whole request. That's what we're involved in. V'alkein smechim ozmoid. And this is why we're very, very happy on Simchas Torah. Ki kishezoichen letfilois shleimois ko'elu. Because when a person is zoich at the solid tfilois like that, shenasen mihatoirois, where he's taking Torah and making tfila from it, he's pleading with Hashem to be zoich to fulfill the Torah, mishom ikras simcha. That's where the real joy comes from. Bechinas vegilu birodo. As the pasuk says, you will rejoice with trembling. Bechinas v'simchas oilom al roishom. They have the joy of the world upon their heads. This is referring to this joy of a person who's zecher to have the right connection with Torah. And he's zecher especially to plead with Hashem to be zecher to fulfill the Torah, to understand it, to fulfill it. As is explained in the chapter 22 on Likutei Moran, Choysam B'toy Choysam. Ki gam ze shayach lekan. Because what's discussed over there in chapter 22 is also related to what we're discussing here. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hovein shom heitev. Study that chapter and understand very, very well. V'ayin lekamon, and look a little further in this halacha, mevoyer k'tzas, we're going to explain a little bit, shema shekosav shom me'inyan hana sevenishma, shem toiru tfila, shetzrichen lizkois lasos me'atfila toiru. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a little bit later about the topic of Nas Evanishma, when the Jews stood at Har Sinai and they said to Hashem, we'll fulfill and then we'll understand. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that that's the concept of Torah and Tefillah, that a person has to make from Tefillah Torah, which is the opposite of what we've been talking about here. We've been talking about taking Torah and making Tefillah from it. There, Rabbeinu Zal uses the reverse. He says a person has to take tefillah, which represents that which a person hasn't acquired yet, and make it into Torah, which means something which the person has already. Ze biatzmoi bechinas lasos mitoira tefillah. Rav Nosson says you should know that these two things which seem to be the opposite, in one place was saying take A and make B from it. In the other place was saying take B and make A from it. In reality, Rav Nosson says, they're actually the same. Even though at first glance it seems as if they're opposites, in reality it's all one to a person who understands this. And I've already explained this in Yoredeya and Hilchas Sefer Torah. There, Rav Nosson Zal goes to show that the two concepts, the concept of making from Torah Tefillah, and what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there, making from Tefillah Torah, are actually one and the same. Next paragraph, Yutes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas reishis chochma, yiras Hashem, Seichel toiv lecholoi seihem tehilosoi oimedes lad. This is a very famous pasuk. This is the second pasuk that a person says when they wake up in the morning. The first thing they say is modani, and modani you're allowed to say even before you wash negelvaser, because you're not saying, you're not mentioning Hashem's name in any way or anything like that. But then, in order to say this second pasuk, reishis chochma yiras Hashem, we have Hashem's name, you have to first wash your hands. And then we recite this special pasuk. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an interesting interpretation of this pasuk and show how it relates to our discussion. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem, haynu shetzrichim lahaktim yiras chetoy lechochmosoy. When it says before chochma, you have to have yiras Hashem, this is based on the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says that a person has to always see to it that his fear of sin should come before his Torah, that before his knowledge, first should be his serious respect for Hashem. Ki tachlis Torah, tshuva u'maisim tovim. Because we know the goal of all the learning is to do tshuva and to do good deeds. And in order to do tshuva and good deeds, a person has to have yiras chet. He has to have respect for Hashem. He has to be afraid to sin. As the Gemara learns out from this pasuk in Masechta Brachos, the Isa Shom, the Gemara says over there, Marga lebepuma de Rava. Rava always enjoyed speaking about this pasuk. This was one of the famous things he talked about very often, and he would say, "Note, look what it says in the pasuk. It says Seichel Toiv lecholoi Seihem. The Torah gives good seichel to those who perform it." Rava would say, look, it doesn't say those who study it. It doesn't say to those who study the Torah, to those who fulfill it. And this is why so we see that the most important thing in Torah is fulfilling Torah. And the fulfillment of Torah is referred to as Yiras Chet. Person who has the proper respect for Hashem, they know what's right, they know what's wrong, and they're very careful not to do the wrong thing. V'zeh shesiyim, and this is why the pasuk concludes over there, Tehilosoi oimedes lo'ad. Hainu, the pasuk is telling us, Eich zoichen lozeh, how can a person be zoichet to fulfill the Torah? Hu'al yidei b'chinas tehilosoi. It's through the praises of Hashem. Tehilosoi ze b'chinas tehillim. This refers to the book of Tehillim, Shehu b'chinas she'oisen mitoirois tefilois. And as we explained before, one of the main strengths of Tehillim is the fact that Dovid HaMelech took Torah and made tefillah from it. V'zehu seichel toiv lecholoi seihem. And this is why the pasuk says, seichel toiv, it gives good wisdom to those who perform it, to those who fulfill it. Because as we learned earlier, in order for a person to be zoche, to make from Torah tefillah, he has to be able to draw Torah from a very high place. From the highest level of Torah. That's why the pasuk says, a real good type of seichel. Ki bevadai hu seichel toy v'nifla. Because certainly this is the highest level seichel. This is the real wondrous seichel to be able to know how to be able to help the world, to be able to help Klal Yisrael, be able to come to fulfill the Torah properly, which is done by being zeichet to this tehilosoi medes lo'ad. Shu bechinas tehillim, by reciting tehillim, bechinas she'oisen mehat toirois tefilois kanal, by making Torah into tefillah. V'zehu tehilosoi oimedes lo'ad. This kind of tefillah remains forever, permanently. Ki bechinas tehillim, dahainu she'oisen mehat toirois tefilois, Zois habechino oimedes lo'ad. Because Tehillim, which represents this concept of a Jew taking Torah and making it into tefillah, this is something that's permanent, forever. Meaning, ki al yidei ze tiye hageula ho'achrayna, shetiye geula shleimo lo'ad lo'netzach. This is what's going to bring about the final redemption, which is going to be a permanent one, an eternal one. This concept of the Jews being zoichet to make Torah into tefillah. Ki zois habechina shel tehillim oimedes lo'ad. Because this avoida of tehillim, which involves making Torah into tefillah, this remains forever. Ki i'efsher lekalkel zois lo'olam. This is something that's indestructible. Bechinas v'chorati lohem bris lo'i kebris harishoina. Hashem says, I will make a covenant with the Jewish people, not like the first covenant, which was broken, which was breakable. I'm going to make a covenant which is going to be unbreakable. That's referring to this connection that a person makes to Hashem when he's zocheh to make from Torah tefillah. And we said a great example of that is Tehillim. And in order to be zocheh to do this, a person has to be able to draw Torah from a very high level. That's the seichel toiv l'chol oiseihem. To draw this high-level seichel, to be able to help people be zocheh to be oiseihem, to fulfill the Torah.